You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's been a big week
for
the country and for the National Party.
Yeah,
I think we're getting through it.
That's good. Now, yesterday it was announced that Bill English will likely be the next national leader and also the next Prime Minister of New Zealand, as he's going into Monday's caucus meeting uncontested. You've spoken out in support of his candidacy there. Why is that?
Well, I think he's the right man for the job because he brings stability and continuity. We've lost an amazing guy in John Key. Not everyone loves him, of course, but I think he's done a very good job for the country. And history will show that he has received quite a lot of support for the policies that he's been putting through as Prime Minister. There's been one man alongside him the whole way, though, right from when he first became leader of the National Party, and that's Bill English. And Bill has delivered government surpluses. Bill has changed the way in which we invest in New Zealanders from a social policy perspective. And I think that he's the right man to take us forward into the future. So we get stability and continuity with Bill. The question, though, is how we also demonstrate to New Zealand that we are moving forward and we have some generational change. And that's where the deputy leadership is an interesting one, and the candidates there and what they offer.
Yeah, and you said Bill English's continuity in that main leadership role, but he does seem to have a bit more of a conservative stance than Prime Minister John Key. I mean, he's vocally anti-abortion, anti-marriage equality, anti-euthanasia. Times are changing. Do you expect that Bill English's views on these issues will change with it?
He is more conservative socially than John Key. You're absolutely right there. But just remember, those are conscience vote issues. The government doesn't make a decision on those things as a government. The parliament makes a decision on those things as a group of 120 MPs. And when it comes to those conscience vote issues, the parliament usually has parties split all over the place. The National Party will split, with some MPs going on a more conservative stance, some MPs going in a more socially liberal stance. I'm personally a very socially liberal MP when it comes to those issues. I don't think you can judge Bill English too poorly as a future Prime Minister on Monday over a range of social issues. It's about the whole package that he brings, and we're 59 MPs. We don't all agree on everything. That's healthy in a democracy and healthy for a political party, and it's about coming together and doing the right thing overall for New Zealand.
Yeah, for sure, but it does set the tone, though. I mean, Prime Minister John Key voted for marriage equality in 2013, and he voted for that first reading of the Death with Dignity Bill in 2003. So the public did sign up to a leader who did have those beliefs. Is New Zealand set to see a more conservative leadership under Bill English?
I don't think you will see a difference from the National Party when it comes to those social issues, because the government, as 59 MPs and the National Party, don't make a decision on block on those issues. We split off. I mean, I was for marriage equality. A range of my colleagues and good friends in the caucus were against marriage equality. When it comes to voluntary euthanasia, I will be in favour of it, and a range of my good friends will be opposed to it. But the government doesn't decide those things. It's the parliament. And that's quite a crucial difference. So when it comes to Bill English as Prime Minister, the continuity you will see is you'll see stable government, I believe. You'll see a government that is willing to invest in more health services and more education services, trying to lift the quality of teaching. You'll see more support in the future, I believe, for law and order and more police. Those are the types of policies where you will see the continuity, and you'll see that the Bill English government isn't too dissimilar from the John Key government.
Right. Do you think that it will at all affect Bill English's popularity among voters in the elections next year?
Oh, we need to go to the public and prove to them that Bill English is worthy of re-election as Prime Minister. We can't just sit there and assume it's going to happen, because it won't. You need to earn the right from New Zealanders to be able to govern. The Westminster style of democracy that New Zealand has means that political parties can change their leader mid-term, and John Key's made a decision to move on. But ultimately, you always need to have a mandate from the people. So when we go to an election next year, whenever that is, we will need to show New Zealanders that we're worthy of re-electing, because we're still balancing the books. We're ensuring their kids are being educated. We're ensuring that they can receive the health care that they need. and that we're keeping them safe. And those are the types of issues that New Zealanders will be interested in, and we have to prove ourselves to them, just as John Key would have had to have proved himself to New Zealanders as well.
Now, the National Party hasn't had to think about a leader in the last decade, and the party's largely come together very quickly to appoint Bill English. Why has the party been able to decide on English as a candidate so quickly?
Well, because he was the obvious candidate to bring stability and continuity, but also we're a mature group of adults that are able to make a decision in the best interest of the party, but also the country. It took several days because MPs quite rightly wanted to kick the tyres on some other candidates and see what was there and what they were offering. And there was a lot of rigour that went into that process. But ultimately, a majority of the caucus came to the view relatively quickly that Bill English was the obvious choice for leader. We do need generational change, though, and we do need to see renewal and some freshness about the government, and that's why we've got quite a healthy contest for deputy leader. I've decided to support Simon Bridges for deputy leader, and I've indicated this morning I'll be voting for him for deputy leader on Monday. I think Simon brings generational change. He's a younger, up-and-coming MP. He also represents the caucus mood, I believe, on the backbench, where we need to modify the way in which we do things somewhat. And Simon's a good person, and I think will help with doing that. And Simon will be someone good supporting Bill English and standing behind him and working alongside him as well. And he'll be good for the country, in my view.
And you've had, like, as a National Party, you've had 10 years to find a successor to John Key, and now we are recycling a leader who already failed to inspire the country. What do you think of that?
Oh, that was a decade and a half ago. I think Bill English of 2016 is very different from Bill English of 2002. He's proven himself to be a very worthy deputy to John Key. He's been alongside John Key through all the difficult decisions that we've had to make as a government, and I think the public will view Bill English differently. He still needs to prove himself. He still needs to show to New Zealand that he's capable of being Prime Minister and worthy of a mandate later next year, and I think he's capable of doing it.
And finally, do you think that it's likely that the deputy elected now will move to leader for next year's election?
No, I think we we'll determine a leader and deputy formally on Monday, and we'll go into the election with those two people. The public don't like instability. The public don't like to see rapid changes. That has hurt Labor in their time in opposition in the past 8 years. And I think whilst we have had a change in leader and a change in Prime Minister, we still need to demonstrate stability in government. The markets, the business community and the whole country don't like it when parties have instability. Look at the Labour Party in Australia as well. They changed Prime Minister several times in a short space of time, and that didn't work very well for them at all.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.